Call the Subcommittee on Committees to order. Members, there is a agenda handout with all the different appointments, and I'll just walk through not who the members are, but the appointments, relevant committees that we're appointing to and boards. Legislative Commission on Metropolitan Government, the Indian Affairs Council, there's a change there. Delete Kiffmeyer, insert Dams. And then where it says Dams, insert Kiffmeyer. Those were transposed. The Council on Black Minnesotans, the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans, the Education Commission of the States, the St. Anthony Falls Heritage Board, the Mississippi River Parkway Commission, the Amateur Sports Commission, the Non-Emergency Medical Transportation Advisory Committee, the Minnesota Multi-State Tax Compact Advisory Committee, and the Financial Crimes Advisory Board.
Mr. Chairman, are members basically letting you know when they're interested in these issues, or does your office kind of reach out?
We've been reaching out, I think is the fair way to describe it. Some people are staying on that were previously on, and we've been reaching out to members. We've been contacting Senator Hand's office for his suggestions from his caucus.
Okay. Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
Somebody's staying on in the Amateur Sports Commission then? I think there's three from the
Thomas Sony is staying on.
Well, so you don't name him here on this one. Yet. Okay.
His appointment is a majority leader appointment.
The Thomas Sony appointment, I'm told, is a majority leader appointment, not a rules committee appointment.
Okay.
It's just the way it's described in law for some reason.
I know we have three.
Thomas Sony is staying on.
Okay.
And he requested to. Senator Stump.
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, what is the Non-Emergency Medical Transportation Advisory Committee?
Council's going to tell us. Somebody thought that was a good idea once upon a time, apparently. Maybe next year in the un-session that the governor has described, we could take a look at some of these and see if they're all still relevant.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, that actually has been a fairly... I don't want to say controversial, but it's been a fairly interesting area of discussion. There's been a lot of debate about how we transport folks to medical appointments around the state, and this was an attempt to try to do that in a way that made sense. And there were some issues involved with it, and so.
So, Sam, they've done real work.
Yes, they have.
Council?
Mr. Chairman, the charge provided to the committee in law states that the Non-Emergency Medical Transportation Advisory Committee shall advise the Commissioner of Human Services on the administration of non-emergency medical transportation covered under medical assistance.
Chairman.
Senator Hudson.
Does this have something to do with that protected regions that these Health East and others have out in the neighborhoods?
Well, there's service territories, I believe.
Protective service territories.
Senator Hand, do you know anything about that?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Metzen, I'm not sure about that. I do know that there is some debate about how this is done in the metro area versus some of the areas outside the metro, and I can't claim any expertise in the details of it, but I do know there have been some pretty vigorous debates about how this is handled, and I think commission has been an attempt to try to sort through that.
Mr. Chairman. I believe there will be some vigorous debates. What's going on is that the first responders in South Metro, the fire departments, are getting to the scene of the problems, the emergencies, first 3.5 to 5 minutes earlier than Health East. And Health East used to give our community a stipend of $240,000 for helping them out and getting there first. They've rescinded that about 2 weeks ago, not telling any elected officials, not telling the mayor, not telling the council members, and not telling the senators or house members. Then they extended courtesy to tell us they were pulling the rug out from under us. They've got a $1 billion nonprofit business. They're paying their chief executive officer over $1 million a year, and I'm sure there's a number of people making $200,000-$400,000 under there. And this small stipend of $240,000 means about 4 or 5 public employees and the communities I represent. So we're going to take a look at this, and our people are trained very well. And what's happening here is that instead of, the taxpayers are already paying for these medical services already in South St. Paul and West St. Paul. And then when you add on Health East, it's duplication, you know. So you get $3,000-$4,000 a call times $800,000-$900,000 a call. That's a lot of money that our ratepayers and taxpayers are paying in the metro, in the communities I represent. So just I just wanted an awareness of that. Now, I'm not sure it falls under this, but we're going to take a hard look at it and maybe change some of the rules if we can.
Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, Senator Metzen, I don't believe that's emergency medical. So that's ambulances. And I don't believe that this, the non-emergency medical transportation, this is more getting people to from doctor's appointments, things like that. Yeah. So I know that I'm familiar with the issue you're talking about, but I don't think it falls under this.
Okay. Well, it certainly gave me an opening to say something.
There you go. And Mr. Chair, Senator Metzen, you will take them when you get them. So.
That's right.
Nice of Senator Newman, Gazelka, and Limmer to join us, except you're not on the subcommittee on committees, so please don't vote on the motion.
We're watching you.
I go back there.
Any other discussion on the appointments to the commissions on the agenda with the oral change to the Indian Affairs Council? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Subcommittee of committees is adjourned.
Good work. You don't get perfect.